Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Love Island USA Season 8 recap of episodes 11 through 13. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, I told y'all Kenzie was a problem.
Yeah, got a little messy in these episodes, didn't it?
Yeah, messy is an understatement, but, you know, how you feeling about it now? I mean, we're 13 episodes in as we're covering 11 through 13.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it now, especially with this appointment watching, binge watching way they have it going?
Yeah. I still don't like the show. So there's that. There's nothing's going to happen. I'm like, you know what? This is actually a really good show. I do like how they keep it interesting because it's so many episodes, but there's so much drama and different things that happen.
Yeah.
I find it hilarious. And again, the insecurity of people who are pretty attractive. Mm-hmm. It's just very interesting because you would think that, you know, they wouldn't be this insecure, but nope, they're just like everybody else.
Yep. But what they always say, show me an attractive woman, show you somebody who's tired of sleeping on.
Yeah.
by the way, like Woe says, hey, y'all, I'm still trying to gather my edges from last night. what was I going to say? This, before we get into this, you know, we did make a mention that coming back on the 12th is going to be Married at First Sight, right?
Right.
They're going to be seven couples this time around. Did you notice that there's an older couple in there too?
Yeah. Well, they had an older couple with the one in Austin.
Yeah, but this one looks like they may have some sense. it's funny because they showed it. And because the brother has gray, they're like, oh, what's the age disparity? And they're like, 46, 47. Like, damn, black really don't crack.
Yeah.
Oh, Tasha in the desert. It's been a minute for real. It's been a minute since I caught alive that hillbilly Kenzie got to go. I think hillbillies are probably saying, please, we don't claim her either. CXM.
She's doing a lot.
Kenzie getting on my nerves. Is she finally getting on your nerves, Terrell?
Yeah, you know, I made a couple comments last recap. I'm not, Kenzie's a girl's girl. No, she's not.
Oh, definitely not.
But not at all.
And we're going to get into this because this is, I peeped her game. I didn't think it was this good. I can't even take credit for that. She's way more than I thought. Miss Beep Award said, good evening, guys. I wasn't sure you two would make it this far in the season. Good job.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but we committed.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're commitment guys, not commitment phobes. So, you know, we said we're going to do it all except for 90 Day UK. We couldn't do that.
Yeah, we couldn't finish it. It was terrible.
that one was just too bad. We couldn't even do that one. But look, all right, let's get this thing started, man, because there's so much to get through. Where we pick up in episode 11 is right after the recoupling, right? And you've got the couples, the new couples, like we've got Jen and Gabrielle. And if I am Jen, I'm not feeling too good that Gabrielle is all in his feels that Bear is gone, right?
Well, it just happened. I mean, the wound is still fresh. You know, it just happened. So she at least wanted to check on him. Hey, you good? Da-da-da. You still want some of this? You know, whatever she's going to say. Whatever she's going to say to him.
Blonde's still your favorite color?
Yeah, you know, but at least I think it's nice for her to recognize that he's still feeling a little, you know, in his feelings about Bea being dismissed.
Okay. Another new couple, Kenzie and Caleb. You know, it's, to me, it seems like Kenzie's acting like Caleb is her white knight in shining armor immediately. That's what it looks like.
She was, but then she makes the comment that the thing that bothers her the most is she's not dating anybody younger. He's 2 years younger than her. 2 years. You know what I mean? That's just crazy. It's not like she's 32 and he's 22. 24 or 22.
I told you this girl was problems. Hey, by the way, Big Papa's checking in. T, what up? Austin Crew, Whiskey Wednesday Crew represent.
What up, D Money? Yeah, I miss my Austin Crew.
Well, why don't you go get a glass of whiskey just to, no, as a matter of fact, I take that back. Don't do that.
You don't want me to do that.
No, I don't. You're right. I don't. I'm sorry. I take that back.
It's going to come out of my mouth if I'm drinking the dark liquor.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. Mm-mm. Not with what happened in these three episodes.
Yeah.
And of course, this couple, Soul and Sincere. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Soul make eggs already? Sincere. I mean, Sincere make eggs already? Because he's acting like...
Yes. He made Melanie eggs.
Uh-huh.
And now he's all, I guess I got to figure out how to make scrambled eggs for you. You've made them already. Stop it. I'm sorry. You can't scramble an egg. I mean, what are you doing in the kitchen?
And the other new couple, Melanie and Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Now... They've made googly eyes before, but what's missing?
Well, Melanie still has all her feelings for Sincere. And honestly, I think Melanie went after Corbin just because she was trying to get back at Sincere for exploring Soul. And I like how Corbin told her, it's like, hey, look, you can't crash out if you see them holding hands. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't dealing with any of that stuff. So at least he was honest with her, but and then she decides to sleep outside.
Okay, two things in that. And you know what? I got to give you props because you called that out a long time ago about Melanie and Corbin and her just using that to make Sincere jealous, right? Mm-hmm, but my question, Melanie decides to go sleep in Soul Ties, and Corbin says, suit yourself. I'm laying my ass in this bed by my damn self. Why did he not go and join her in Soul Ties? It's one, it's a bigger bed. And at least, hey, you can stay on that side, but I just don't want you to be outside where anybody can get you by yourself.
Now the camera crew's there. She's fine. She's safe.
Hey, he's used cornea lines, shoes. He could have used that one.
He's safe. I think he's just like, hey, you don't want to be all up on this? Fine. I'm going to go in the room and flirt with Kenzie.
Okay. Kenzie had a new couple up in there, so she wasn't even paying attention to Corbin that night. It wasn't until the sun came up again.
I think I'd have left her alone because she was all crying, emotional, when she told him she wasn't going to go. Uh-huh. She wanted to be by herself. Okay. So that's why he didn't go, well, I'll come to Soul Ties with you. We can cuddle. No. Give her some space.
Okay. Okay, so the right thing was to give her some space, or like CXM says, Corbin not chasing Melanie. Yeah?
Corbin's not chasing anybody.
Now, Tasha says she agrees with Casey, because the next morning, Casey said Melanie sleeping outside was for show, right? And Tasha saying, yeah, I agree. That was performative. Because Casey's like, yeah, Sincere doesn't even care, so I don't know why she did that. You agree?
I agree that Sincere doesn't care.
Oh,
I mean, Sincere is playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Melanie's a bit of a drama queen. We've seen that already.
And by the way, since this is our first time watching it, Toya, I love the way that folks have been filling us in on, you know, the unwritten rules of the house, which is people choose to sleep outside when they aren't happy in their couple. It's not for the other person to join them. Apparently, there's nothing wrong with breaking rules either. So, as we found out in these episodes, there's nothing wrong with breaking rules. So, could have tried to break the rules, right?
Well, I think that's just a you thing, because I know your motto. Oh, you mad? That's fine. We could just be in this bed together, though.
Well, no, because then I'd have been like Corbin. But I am not sleeping outside. If you want to sleep on the couch, which Soul Ties was the couch, you go sleep your ass on the couch. Now, the Ike Turner would have been, we both sleeping on the couch. That's the terrorizing part. So maybe Corbin isn't that bad after all, right? So the funny part about this is Sincere was telling Caleb, man, I slept so good next to my new coupling.
Man, I slept good last night. It's peaceful. Oh, my goodness. It's a new day.
You know, Casey actually got a chance to talk to Soul for a quick second, right? And she tells Casey that he is someone she wanted to talk to, but he felt closed off, so she didn't talk to him.
Right.
Which is interesting, right?
Well, no, he was closed off because he's really focused on Anaya.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah. He also did say that he was interested. He admits that he was interested in her when she first walked in, but he kind of left it alone at that. Never really went more into it past that, you know. Didn't really explain either why why he didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't pursue, but okay. Could there be more here? Possibly, but then what do we see? There's so much to get into in this one too, especially because of this little conversation here. And more that happens past this, we see a whole lot more. And we're going to get into that because Anaya really ticked me off these three episodes. Speaking of Anaya, this time, though, it's not that part because it's her and Melanie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Melanie says that she needs to have a conversation with Kenzie. And I'm trying to understand, why does Melanie need to have a conversation with Kenzie about Corbin? Because Melanie's in the coupling with Corbin. Kenzie isn't anymore.
Right. Well, Kenzie's her friend. And so she just wants to make sure, hey, before I go full in on exploring this connection with Corbin, are you okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a fair thing for her to ask. That's girl code. That's good girl code when Melanie's doing.
Okay. That's what it should be. Now, you said Kenzie would have the girl code. However, we notice Kenzie and Corbin, they're out there, right? And Corbin says he knows that it's difficult. To me, I'm like, is it really? Because I'm thinking, Kenzie, this is who she wanted, Caleb, right? So this is going to be fine. But then I notice Kenzie goes into her victim mode here. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening? Saying it's hard for her to get in to zone in with Caleb the night before. But I'm like, but you were tonguing this man down while you were there. Because what we saw in the night vision cameras, it seemed like she was cool.
Yeah, it did seem like she was cool. But I don't know. I mean, Kenzie, she's something else because I feel like she was all up on Caleb because she didn't know where Corbin stood.
Mm-hmm.
And that Corbin wanted to explore Melody, and Corbin was being honest with her. So she wanted to explore this cowboy person, but I think she really deep down likes Corbin more.
Now, at first she didn't think that she did, right? But here's the thing. She wants to get some time with him. So Corbin takes her to Soul Ties, right? Mm-hmm. They go to Soul Ties, and all of a sudden they get this tonguing down happening.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she was mad that Corbin asked Melanie for a kiss.
Right.
But here she is. Corbin's in a new couple, but she's here tonguing him down. I said it last time, dish rag. And I meant it.
Yeah. I thought this was messy on both their parts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to play the game. And as we've learned, kissing during the challenges, it's not the same as what they did. And I feel like what they did, it breaks code. You know, they shouldn't be doing that.
Right. It shouldn't have. Here's the thing that got me, though. Kenzie, we see her with Melanie. And I wanted to see if Kenzie's half the woman that you tried to make her out to be. Right? Because remember here, when Melanie was with Corbin and Corbin asked her for the kiss,
mm-hmm.
I remember a certain person saying that Melanie should have gone straight to Kenzie and told her then instead of waiting and allowing other people to tell her first.
I did say that.
Well, Kenzie went to Melanie, sat down. Mm-hmm. What was missing from this conversation?
Kenzie being honest and saying that, hey, hey, so me and Corbin kind of made out in Soul Ties.
Right.
And really is just telling Mel, like, yeah, it's fine. You know, if you want to sport, it hurts a little, but it's totally okay. But you just got done mugging down with her partner. So that's what was missing is Kenzie being honest.
here's the crazy thing about this, because Melanie tells Kenzie she can't do anything until Kenzie gives her the green light.
Right.
So she actually even tells her this, and she goes, okay.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Okay. I'll do that.
Anitra says, I think Corbin turned Kenzie out on purpose so he can stay on her mind. She's an extreme lust. I said this from the very beginning. The reason he picked her, it was the path of least resistance, right? Remember in the beginning, he asked her for a kiss. She said, yes. And he asked Kata for a kiss. She said, nah, bruh, not like that. And he went the easy route. That's what he did. And that's where he's been going. So I'm not surprised. I know you were slightly disappointed here.
Yeah.
And this was just the beginning of disappointment, because it gets even more so. It
gets worse.
I have a question for you before we get to this other thing, though, because we get to the World Cup shout out in a minute. But Kata and Zach made a statement, and I'm wondering, is he right about not getting intimate in case a bombshell comes in and messes it all up? Or is this like what some of the women that we've seen on social who are like, he's just not into her?
I don't know why he said this. You know, I thought it was odd that he would make that comment, because everything seemed great. And then he's like, hey, by the way, maybe we shouldn't do a lot of stuff. Why would you bring that up?
Yeah. I didn't understand that either. And which tells me things have been happening in under the covers that we obviously haven't seen. And that he's just kind of like, all right, hold up now. Let's back up a little bit. Toya says Zach is letting her know in advance he's looking for other options. He did kind of say that. Leila says, look, Zach says all the wrong things at the right time.
Yeah, he does. He's good at that.
And the Dime Diva says Zach is playing the game. It's 100% on the line. $100,000 on the line. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. He's waiting. I thought this was kind of weird. But, you know, we'll get to that in a little bit, too, because we got to get to that football challenge. And we'll get to that in a few. But first, got to say shout out to everybody that's here with us right now, whether you're watching it now as part of the live crew or later on as part of the replay gang. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code in the screen. Bam. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And to the replay gang, make sure you hit that hype button. And to all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite platform, thank you. Please leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, and thank you to everybody who has visited the merch store by scanning that QR code over Terrell's left shoulder. Thank you in advance for your support. And you know what? In honor of this football challenge that they did have that we're going to cover next, let's leave the word goal.
That's the one thing I love about World Cup. That's the main part I love about World Cup.
And you can even leave it just in the natural word, G-O-A-L. That's fine, too. Taylor says, I'm late. Hey, y'all. Before we move on to, just want to point this out, because a couple of comments came in here from regarding Kenzie real quick. Says Kenzie's the type to play with the POC, people of color men, but will marry a white man. I don't know.
Presumptuous. But okay.
And a little bit, yeah.
Jesus.
Monique says, to be honest, I don't know why Kenzie's acting overwhelmed with a quote-unquote roster. It's two people she has to split time between, not half the villa. I've got my theory that it's not the first time either, but you know what? And Anitra says, and this is a great point here. Kenzie doesn't want to lose Corbin to Melanie. She was excited about her cowboy until Melanie pulled Corbin for a chat. Did you notice that too? That could, now that you say that, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
Especially because, this is supposed to be her girl. This is supposed to be, one thing I noticed in these three episodes, that friendship has been dissolved completely. Gone, right?
Kinsey Melanie?
Yeah.
Not yet, but it should be once, we get a little further in. I can see Melanie saying, you know what? I got, now that you've shown me who you are, I'm good.
Mary Dude says, look, Kinsey went from Zach to Sean to Corbin to Caleb, back to Corbin. She wanted Gabrielle too. That's a full Casa Amor.
She wants everybody to like her. I'm telling you, she's used to being the hot one in her social circles, and this is what happens.
You call that. You call that from the get-go. This soccer, as it's called here in this part of the country, in this part of the world, football challenge. What'd you think of it, man? First of all, outfit's great, but the whole challenge itself.
Disgusting. The whole challenge was disgusting.
Okay, it wasn't just me. Okay.
Yeah, I like the initial one with the soccer ball potential, that's not a big deal.
Right.
That hot dog with the sausage and the ketchup getting blown in your face, that was just gross. And then you got to jump into that slime pit. And everybody is in that slime bit. I'm just looking at this going, man, there's COVID all over this thing. Hey,
first thought after watching the first people go through was, I might have left the island if I had to go last. If I wasn't the first one in, between there and the shower, I don't know what I'm going. I'm like, you know what? I'm out. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't need the money. Ariana, where you at? I'm out. Take my mic.
Like, I'm good. I'm not jumping in all of this, man. No, we good. Because it couldn't be me. So besides all the nastiness, and obviously the hot dogs were terrible. Because nobody liked them, right? Taylor says the challenge was gross, but there's one that's worse.
Ugh.
I keep hearing that.
Yeah. This is the one where they keep passing food or something in each other's mouths. I think I've heard about that. But that's the one I'm thinking of, because I can't think of anything more disgusting than that.
Yeah, the milk one. Now, Leela says, the hot dogs, the mustard, the ketchup, the slime, it was stank. I know it was stank. Now, was it just slime or was it actual ketchup and mustard?
I don't know if it was actual ketchup and mustard. Mm. The slime was the slime, but the ketchup and mustard, I don't know. But it looked gross. I'm assuming it'd have to be edible since they're, it's not paint.
Dime Diva says strep throat and staph infections everywhere. Tasha in the Desert says the milk challenge from last year still gives me nightmares. And Sinan's fan says, I just know somebody caught the Hanta and Rona virus.
So somebody's got HSV1. I can tell you that. Somebody's got it.
Anything besides the nastiness stood out from this challenge to you? Because I know that stood out the most. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Try your best to block that out. Anything else? Okay. Ooh. Besides Trinity noticing Zach's tongue.
Yeah. It was long. He had a Gene Simmons tongue, like he was trying to get that sausage with
I think he almost tapped Trinity on the shoulder, like, hey, mind your business.
I thought it was interesting, the questions that they would have, when they get through the deal, they have that question. And the one that stood out to me was Zach and Kata, mm-hmm. where the question was, which player is acting like they already won? Mm-hmm. And so Zach dumps the slime on KC. And so when they ask him why, he said because he may not have explored someone that he wanted to explore. I'm like, Zach, why would you do that? Mm. Why would you put him on blast like that? And you know what happens? Susie does that? Who got into her head?
Okay, so was that shady on his part to do? Do you think? Because he said, well, I didn't mean anything by it. Or was it done on purpose?
Yeah, it's messy. Oh, yeah, every time I try to be honest, I wind up hurting people. Yes, Shut your mouth.
I didn't think until you said it just now, and until it came up in the chat about that $100,000, I'm thinking they're a strong couple, Anaya and KC. So is Toya saying Zach is a producer plant? Is that a way to try to drive a wedge between Anaya and KC to kind of shake that relationship up a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, because out of all the couples, who you think is the most solid besides KC and Anaya? Zach and Kata.
Yeah.
So is that a strategy for him? I don't know, but I just think it's messy.
That's what Dime Diva is saying. Zach is knowingly trying to put a wedge between the two couples that are his competition.
Yeah.
Which would make sense. I mean, hey, if y'all two stand between me and $100,000, you got to go. Right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, this doesn't end at the challenge because Zach is thinking that Zach and Kate are both thinking that Nia is mad at them. Is she mad at them because of what they said, or is she in her head about Soul?
She's in her head about Soul. She's not, I don't think she's mad at Zach and Kata for that. Okay. I think she's just in her head now thinking, oh, so does KC really want to explore something with Soul? Am I the consolation prize? Am I not number one? She just starts to spiral.
She does, but then I thought they had her and KC had a good conversation immediately after the challenge. And I was like, okay, good. You know, this is an adult conversation. And if this was the last I heard of it, I would have been like, good. Unfortunately, yeah. It's not the last we heard of it, and we'll get to the rest of it in a few. But damn, this was supposed to be good. It was supposed to be the end of it, and it wasn't. In the meantime, we get to Melanie and Corbin, right? Mm-hmm. And I got nervous here because they're talking about the challenge, right? And the kiss. And as Corbin's talking about the kiss, I know I'm not the only one that was afraid that he was going to go say, well, you know, I need to experience it again.
I thought he was going to say, you know, I didn't get a chance to enjoy the kiss because of the water and all that. And, you know, I kept trying to breathe, but maybe you can refresh my memory of what that kiss was like. That's his line. That's his Mac. It works.
I'm just, dude, now, here's the thing that he did that also surprised me. You know, he surprised me by not saying that, but he surprised me by saying something else that I'm like, Corbin? He actually told the truth.
Yeah, he actually did. And I'm glad that he told her that he had a kiss with Kenzie. So he's honest. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing from Corbin so far is he is pretty honest, unlike his ex.
Mm-hmm. And think about it. He told her without being asked.
Yeah.
He wasn't even asked about it. He just came up and told her. And I almost hate that Melanie took it so well because I almost wanted to go spaz out on Kenzie. But I think I realize at this point she's done with Kenzie and that quote unquote friendship that they had. And so it doesn't even matter. And that's probably part of it. Because meanwhile, we get to see Kenzie and her new quote unquote couple. And I'm going to say that since they're not really a couple, right? Caleb says he wants to set boundaries. And Kenzie basically tells him, hey, there ain't no boundaries. I'm going to do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. And you should explore more yourself. Get all your eggs out of my basket. You should be looking exploring.
Anything that you saw from also Jen and Gabrielle?
What was funny is Jen is into Gabrielle, right? Mm-hmm. But what was funny to me is she tells him that he's not physically her normal type. You know, she goes, but you know, you have a great personality. And I think she hurt his ego.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking to myself, I'm not used to hearing that from people. So you're saying just my personality is good.
Nobody likes my personality.
Nobody likes my personality.
That didn't sit well with him. You know, you got to see Anaya sit down with Zach and Kata, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of Zach's explanation to Anaya?
It made sense to me. He just made the comment that KC, when Soul first showed up, thought she was attractive, but didn't do anything with it. And he said, I've not seen KC say that he wants to explore someone else, not heard him say he's not happy with you. So it wasn't about that. It wasn't anything for you to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. And Anaya didn't hear any of that.
She's like, uh-huh.
So what you're saying is I should be concerned.
Yes. All I'm hearing is there's reason to be concerned. Now, here's the interesting thing. As this is happening, guess what happens? KC pulls Soul for a chat.
Mm-hmm. Might as well. I'm already in trouble for it. Might as well do it.
I got time. Anaya sees this, and Zach is still trying to reassure her. It's not working.
Yeah. That is going to happen. You'd be totally fine.
Okay. What Anaya does next, am I the only person that's thinking she shouldn't have gone to pull KC?
No, I agree. Because just like we used to say, Mel shouldn't go pull Sincere when he's right. having a chat with someone else. I think the same thing. It's not like they went up to Soul Ties, mm-hmm. you know, or anything like that. They're just sitting there just having a conversation. Let them have their conversation instead of pulling them. But she got all in her feels.
Pulls them. They go to Speakeasy. And she tells them she just doesn't want to be the safe option. And this is where I realize this is not the last conversation they're going to have.
Unfortunately.
This. Yeah. I'm like, holy crap. This is about to be a big issue, huh?
Unfortunately, it is. And I feel for KC here because he's telling her, you're not the safe option. You're my number one option. Mm-hmm. You are who I want. I don't want to pursue anyone. I'm good where I'm at.
Yep. Well, you know, he'll have some more explaining to do. And there's some bombs he dropped on her a little later, which she didn't react too well. We'll get to that in a few, too. But in the meantime, we find out about the hideaway, right? We all placed our own bets as to who was going to go and our votes, and it looked like they were going to go. And, of course, they were like, nah, we're going to let them pick. Were you surprised that they picked Kata and Zach to go to the hideaway?
No, because they're the only ones happy at this point. They're the only ones that we know for sure they're going to use it. Because Anaya, she be, you know, laying there, hey, before you put these handcuffs on, let's talk about us.
Are you sure? Do you want me to put these handcuffs on, or do you want Soul to come in here and you put them on her?
Yeah. Am I your first choice for the hideaway? Or am I just the safe choice for the hideaway?
Now, meanwhile, Toya said it should have been Anaya and KC. Why? Now, you know, when we get to it later, it would have been a waste.
Yeah, it would have been a waste of time. She ain't going to let him see no pods.
It might have been a waste of Zach and Kata too, but at least, you know, that was okay. Yeah, but Monica say Anaya would want to go to sleep in the hideaway. Okay, this is our first time getting to see the hideaway. What did you think of the hideaway? Because when they open, pull here, you see the sex toys. Too much?
I mean, it's a lot. I thought that was a lot. I wasn't expecting to see all those sex toys. I just thought it was just going to be a room and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But they put a whole lot of stuff out there. And you could tell Kata, that was not her first time being around a lot of toys.
Not at all.
Okay. She looked experienced.
If this is your first time, do you want to go with the handcuffs, the whips, the chains, and all of that the first time?
I don't know. Cause I don't feel like there's a rule. I think someone told me this before back in college. Every time I do it like it's the last time I'm ever going to do it again. Because we had this conversation in college, remember? And I was like, well, I don't want to go all out my first time with somebody. And you were like, no, I do it like it's the last time, every time.
Yeah, and but that's body weight. Okay.
So I take that as that's
go natural.
Go for it, Zach and Kata. Go all out. Don't hold anything back. Go ahead, explore, and have some fun with it. Because you never know. This could be your last time.
Now, the thing that I thought it was pretty tame what we did see in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing, here's what I'm seeing a lot of in it. It was really tame what we got to see in the hideaway, but what I'm seeing in here is a lot of where all the dates and romance, right?
Yeah.
And why is the hideaway so fast? They need more non-sexual games and challenges, dates, random things to make it interesting. This season has been too sexual yet boring at once.
So I would say it's a bit much on the sexual part. It's a bit much because with the challenges and all that, there is no get to know somebody. You're just kissing strangers. Mm-hmm. And then you couple up. So I could see why it's very fast paced and all this, you know, sexual energy and tension is getting built up. But it's, I don't think it's hard for us on the outside to just think that we can just walk up to four or five strange women and just start kissing them.
So Dance Fan says, what in the Christian Grey Red Room is this hideaway? In though Leela says, last season's hideaway was raunchier.
Wow. What could be more raunchier than that?
Well, they didn't
have a
do
swing?
A whole lot in there. They didn't do a whole lot in there. They really didn't. All you saw was some toes curling and then Zach asking Kayla if she'd be mad if he explored a bombshell. Why would you? What was that about?
But that was before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't ask that after.
Yeah.
The lovemaking.
Yeah. But, okay. To me, the way they built up this hideaway, it came off flat. Right? All right. Moving on. Corbin and Dishrag. My bad. Kenzie. Why are they walking hand in hand?
You know, they have that connection. But just can't you hold hands with your friend, Yanni?
And oh, so when you sit with your friend, do they drape their legs all over you like that too?
I mean, if I'm single, I don't mind if a friend drapes a leg on me. I'm not gonna be upset about that.
What'd you think of this whole thing that of them sitting down there in front of everybody and everybody can see them?
Yeah. Well, what was interesting is everyone could see them, which I think is smart. If you're going to have a puller, sit somewhere where everybody can see you. It's just the way they were sitting, cuddled up, it looked like they were making out. And I think that's what Corbin and Sincere thought. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that rumor just spread like wildfire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's perception is reality.
Right.
Let's be real, right? And that's what it looks like. And they didn't do anything to not make people think that. So yeah. Obviously it looks like that, right? By the way, looking at all of this and the way she's carrying on in front of who's supposed to be a couple that she was, the guy she says she's so interested in, I have a hard time believing that Kenzie never had a roster before.
I don't buy that either.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not the only one.
No, I don't buy that at all.
Monica says disrespectful and Kenzie didn't care. Exactly. And that's why I have a hard time thinking that she plays innocent. She plays victim. She plays innocent. She does it well. And that's why I have a hard time believing people who just smile all the time. Women who smile all the time, I have a hard time believing them.
Smiling, happy woman. I don't trust it.
I don't trust it. Well, because, you know, because you have to listen to what they say and how they say it. And then you see the smile go along with it. You know, it just doesn't match. That's what I'm talking about. Not because they smile all the time. Because if you smile and it matches, that's one thing. But when certain things you say don't match what the visual is, you're like, nah, this ain't right.
All right.
I want y'all to understand what I'm saying because Monica's like, wait a minute. I smile all the time.
No. Yanni likes the RBF types. If you don't have RBF, don't come around Yanni with all that smile.
I want the clapping every once in a while.
Yeah. Come with some attitude. Come with me smiling, being all happy with life. I don't trust it.
I need a meme mug me every once in a while. Made me second guess. meanwhile, that night, Melanie chooses to sleep outside again. And I'm not even mad at her this time, right?
Yeah.
This is not for show. After what Corbin did in front of everybody, she's right. Corbin on some BS, right?
Yeah, because she's thinking that they kiss because she heard the rumor.
Right.
So she's like, she's still not emotionally ready to be in the same room with Sincere and Soul in the same bed.
Yeah, she don't want to hear all that kissing and stuff. Casey and Corbin the next morning out there talking, and I'm with Casey. Anaya's acting too damn childish, right? Like, literally, just talk to the man and either believe him or move forward. Or not believe him and move on.
Yeah, I agree. She's acting way too immature about this. I thought that was crazy. But did you hear the confirmation we got from Corbett? Mm. Wah, 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 wah. DJing. We knew he was doing that under the bed, under the covers with kids.
He said, I'll be DJing.
Yeah, be DJing. Wah, 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 wah.
To which Kenzie says,
itching for a scratch.
Hey, shout out to Big Papa, new member. Appreciate you. Thank you for your support. We always appreciate it. The DJing is, as Kellen says, that's why Kenzie's smiling all the time. So Fiona's right after my own heart. I like to say it when I am. We were right.
Yeah.
Look, tail in there. See, everybody's happy to say that they were right. Now, Lila, on the other hand, says, I didn't appreciate how Corbin and Casey talked about the women being sexual or not, because that also came up with Casey talking about Anaya, right? Saying that he and Anaya haven't done anything.
Yeah, they haven't done anything at all. For them to be going so strong, you'd have thought that they'd have got a little bit more physical, which is why I think that we made that comment about Anaya. And I'm like, I don't think she's going to do anything crazy on TV.
Yeah, I think I said that, but go ahead.
Was it? Was it you who said it? Yeah, I think she's going to do anything crazy on TV.
I said
she's got like, something.
After she bent over in Troy, you're like, oh, no, no.
Well, she's still going to do that, but she has her limits. Hey, she has her limits.
That's a traditional African dance.
Yeah. It's...
That's a dance from the motherland.
Okay.
You gotta understand. See, the parents watch the show and visit the villa. Well, by the way, Keller says hated the grandma comment. Yeah, but and I get that part. I get that part. That's where he may have gone too far, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I give you that. Because you can't expect just because somebody wants to take their time. And I get it. This show is about go get it.
Yeah.
But if you get it that easy, come on, man.
I mean, they're in their early 20s.
Okay.
You're sleeping next to people.
Okay.
You know, just your body naturally, you know, responds to things.
Okay.
You know, especially at that age, yeah. Right? Where it's like, yeah, it's a little built up tension. He wants a little something. Mm-hmm. I think Casey wants some ROI. I've been good. I've earned this.
She said, ain't been 90 days yet.
Yeah.
You still got
feels like it.
You still got some time to wait. Ornell says, Anaya called him grandpa in the previous episode. Maybe it's a joke between them. CXM says, I took the grandma comment because she goes to bed early. She goes to sleep early. And that could be it, too. She goes to sleep early. Well, that could be it, too.
Chris, good night, babe. She out.
Look, Sinan's fan says, Anaya will throw that ass in a circle. She's not giving up that ass. And you know what? Kudos. Look, you say, you let the other folks do that. And then be respectable on this damn show.
You got charity you got to run.
Exactly. You need people to make donations, not dollar bills. Donations, real donations. quick question. I just want to make sure I actually heard this right. Did Trinity call Caleb a Southern Belle?
She did. And then she said, what's a Southern Belle for boys? And then Bryce said, cowboy? Oh, Jesus. I look at a lot of these people. I'm like, wow, you're so pretty when you don't talk.
Although, okay, that was wrong, but I have to give it up to him because Bryce did call Kenzie a loose cannon. Mm. That is a better use of words than dish rag. So I'm going to dump the dish rag and go with loose cannon.
I like loose cannon better.
Thank you, Bryce. Kenzie's actually out here talking to Caleb. And I really just want to reach through the TV and tell Caleb, just man up, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
Why is he letting her just run through him?
Well, he called her out and said, hey, I just want to talk about last night or the conversation yesterday. From where I was sitting, it looked like y'all were kissing. And she says, no, they weren't. He's like, okay, cool. And if you were, I'm not mad. You know, and she says that she understands and she's still trying to weigh her options. And then she tells him that he needs to explore. So I find that on the show when people start to suggest you need to explore, that's their way of saying I'm losing interest.
Yeah, it should be. Kenzie and Jen are talking.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to them talk about Melanie really gave me Mean Girl vibes.
You think?
I mean, think about the way, okay, follow me along here. All right? And tell me if I'm the only one here. Because it was like listening to a MAGA Republican trying to explain politics. Because why are you bringing up Biden and Obama when we're talking about Trump and his transgressions? Mm-hmm. Kenzie, what does Sincere have to do with you keep wanting to tongue down Corbyn? How is it making you confused? Mm-hmm. Melanie has done nothing to stop Sincere from, you know, exploring his connection with Seoul. Meanwhile, loose cannons over here trying to clean Corbyn's clock. How is it her fault? Because they're trying to make it, it's her. And Jen is over there co-signing. Yeah, because nobody knows what she's going to do. It doesn't matter what she does.
Well, I think Jen's point is you don't want to stay in the same bed with Corbyn. You're not acting like y'all are a couple. Outside of the challenges, you're not acting like a couple. So I think that's where Jen was coming from. And I could see that. I could see that point.
Mm. Well, she's acting like they're still a couple.
Who?
Kenzie.
Oh, well, yeah. Kenzie's acting like she's still a couple with Corbyn, but Mel's not.
Well, yeah. Well, she has no time. Kenzie's all up in there.
Kenzie's.
Think about it. Kenzie's playing the victim extremely well, man. She's good at that. All of a sudden, everybody should be exploring. I mean, notice she says that. Well, everybody should be exploring. You know, Caleb should be exploring. I should be exploring. You know, everybody should be exploring. Not should be stuck in couples. But when she was in a couple with Corbyn, she didn't want anybody exploring Corbyn, right?
Correct. Come nope. On. She did it.
Well, Melanie and Corbyn have a convo, and she finally tells him that, okay, she's actually going to make it to the bed, man. You know what? I got to move past this Tuesday. Yeah.
Fine. I'll sleep next to you. Shit. That's what I want. That's the kind of partner I want. Fine, Terrell. I'll get in the bed with you. Damn it. Ugh.
Well, he didn't seem mad. He didn't seem too bad at all, man. He was like, okay, cool. All right. Which... I'm not mad at that either, right? Then here we get to this tiring part again. Because Anaya, first, we saw her a little earlier with Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Anything came out of that convo?
Well, I feel like Anaya is she's trying to find people who co-sign what she's saying.
Right.
you know, she just keeps asking different people, telling the story as if they're going to be like, I know, girl, he doesn't treat you like number one. No, he does. And everybody seems to be supporting him, but there's no sign that he's treating her like an option.
Because then from Trinity, she went to Melanie, and she's telling Melanie that she doesn't think Casey's taking things seriously. And I'm like, since when?
Yeah. And like, what does that mean? So she makes it sound like he's just cracking jokes, you know, wonka, wonka, wonka all the time.
Right.
And it can't be that serious, but everything's been going well for you guys for 3 weeks. And then she doesn't want him to touch her. Mm. Or what does she say? Trying to be all up in my cooter.
Well, probably because you call it a cooter.
Yeah.
And still, back to this whole, I don't want to be the safe option. I want to be the only option. Okay. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
This is, look, I'm irritated. Watching this was irritating the crap out of me. And I'm noticing people saying that, like, Dime Diva says, Trinity gave good advice. I thought Melanie did a good job of listening as well, too. Carol says, why is Trinity the youngest girl, but more sense than the others? Not so much, because there was a point where she just bought along with all the nonsense.
Yes.
She really just went along with all the nonsense. And to say more sense than the others, I'm still remembering that backseat of her mama's car thing. That's not more sense than anybody. No. I can't give her that. I cannot give her that. Now, Sincere tells Soul he's going to pull Melanie for a chat.
Right.
Which, respectful. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. Soul doesn't seem too bothered by it. Probably a little worried, but not too worried. What did you think of this chat that that Melanie and Sincere had?
I thought it was a good chat. He apologized for messing things up because he knows he took it a lot further. And Melanie was bringing, I like that she brought the fact up that he kissed Soul when he told her that he wasn't going to kiss her anymore. But he let her know that he still misses her, that he didn't want the relationship to end. He's just doing what the fans voted for. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm sure that made Melanie feel better, because I think Melanie was thinking that he really wanted her to go so he can pursue Soul.
You know, I like what Melanie said when she said, if Sincere is sincere, he'll find a way to fix and grow the connection we once had.
If Sincere is sincere. That's funny.
And not that part of it, just the whole, hey, if he's, she's like, the ball's in his court. If this is what he wants, because you can tell the way when she's sitting down looking at him, and you think about the way she looks at Corbin, it's not the same. The way she looks at Sincere, she's into that man. Corbin's nice to look at, but she's into Sincere, right?
Right.
And so much so that I was afraid she was going to kiss him when they hugged. Mm. And when she didn't, I was like, bravo, girl. Thank you.
Yeah, because she didn't want to be the messy one.
Right.
Apparently, Melanie's a girl's girl.
Yeah, which is what you thought Kenzie was.
I was wrong.
Say it again.
I said it already.
Well, speaking of the loose cannon, that night at the bar, it really kind of annoyed me because Kenzie is talking to Jen, right? Mm-hmm. And she's saying that Corbin needs to pull her and kiss her. And why isn't he kissing her just because he's in a couple? What?
Yeah.
Well, lucky for her, he does pull her for a chat. And this thing that happened after he pulls her and they go into the room where everybody's supposed to sleep. What was this?
I thought that was just messy as hell to bring her up to the bedrooms. Because we haven't seen anybody do that yet.
Right.
And other people knew that's where he went. So that means y'all got to go up there and make out. That's totally fine. If I was Caleb, I'd think to myself, yeah, I'll go up there making out.
Right. Oh, yeah. But he has to know, man. He can't be that. Oh, okay. Then again, I take that back, because he's down there telling everybody how he's Kenzie's type, right? And how honest Kenzie is. And okay, we know she's not. But here's the question I have for you and for everybody in the chat and the replay gang to leave in the comment section. Is Caleb's biggest mistake relying on the thinking that he is Kenzie's type or believing the bullshit she says rather than believing his eyes. Because what he sees is not what she says at all.
Yeah, I think he's just falling for the crap that she's been saying, because she kept telling him from day one of him getting there, you are my type. You're exactly what I've been wanting. I've been wanting a cowboy type person to come in. She's been saying that. So he thinks that, I'm her type. But Corbin is total opposite of Caleb.
Yeah. Dime Diva says Caleb knew, but I blame him for making Kenzie his only option. He sure did. He went there and stuck there and never, didn't do anything else. Little Eva says, I'm tired of the Kenzie show. We all are. We all are. And she says, Kenzie went on and on about wanting a countryman. She has what she wanted and now doesn't want him. Well, that's because you have no idea how good of a DJ Corbin is.
Yeah. She got a little bit of that Blasian action.
Hey, that man may be Kid Capri. You have no idea. now, Anaya and Casey finally talk, right? And soul ties. And here's the thing. As they're having this conversation, Anaya's running down the same thing that she's, the same script that she's been practicing with Trinity, the same script she's been practicing with Melanie. She runs that same play again with Casey, and he's like, hold up now. Remember, I was not your first option.
Yeah.
You weren't standing behind my door. You were my first option.
Right.
Because remember, he was hoping she was behind the door.
Yeah.
Why did she get mad that, and she said, why, how did this turn around on me? How are you mad? That he just
What are you mad at? What are you mad at? This is her insecurity that's so annoying and it's draining. Could you imagine what that's like? And imagine outside of this show, if they stay together, could you imagine dating somebody like Anaya that you always got to reaffirm that you choose her and pick her every day? It's just too much.
Here's the thing about it. She even, when Sean, who everybody's like, oh, Sean was just praising Anaya. I'm like, when Sean did that BS and told her, well, you know, you're one of my top two. She's like, oh, well, he was my number two. I'm like, come on. So you wanted Sincere, you wanted Sean. So Casey wasn't even in your top two. He was just the only way you could stay on the island. And now you mad because the girl that walks in looks like his ex, and now you're feeling insecure. Thank you, Monica. She is sucking the happy out of him.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if he was flirting with Soul all over Soul, kind of the way Sincere did between Soul and Melanie. He didn't do any of that.
Right. All he did was tell, the biggest mistake he made was tell Sincere, hey, she looked like my ex. And Sincere did what he was supposed to do. By the way, Toyas is in Anaya's defense. In previous seasons, men have definitely faked it to win the show just to break up after.
Well, they're all going to do that. Like, that's the show. Yeah. If it was just love on the line and not $100,000, it'd probably be different.
Toya, do we have to suffer for the transgressions of every man before us? If that was the case, I'd have never been married.
Okay.
Right? Nobody would be married, because if you had to suffer for everybody before, no.
Well, you got some people that like that. Got some people that can't let it go and just constantly just suffer, and every person they date, they put them through hell. And there are certain people, that's just the way they live their life.
Look, here's the interesting thing. And I want to talk to Anaya real quick. Because listen here, Blueprint. You're becoming an X-ray, because we can see straight through you. And I just want to say that I know your daddy's sitting at home watching the show. Mama's sitting right next to him, and he's going, that's from your side of the family.
See all that insecure bullshit? Remember when we were dating? That's you.
That's you. That's you right there. Because Jesus, what? Because she got mad, gets up and walks. I'm like, worst thing. I hate when people get up and, well, I don't want to talk about it anymore. We can't do that. We cannot do that.
Get in this bed.
No, at least let's finish the conversation. Damn. Dime Diva says a nice issue. She likes guys that don't like her.
The BS.
That's true too. And Monica says, I don't think either of them really like each other. So what about Casey says he doesn't like her?
I don't know. I think Casey's all in on Anaya.
Mm-hmm. Man. Fiona says it's too bad they can't go on YouTube to hear your wise words. Yeah, that's true. Well, hopefully they can watch it back, and it'll be too late by then, but still.
It'll be too late. Yeah.
Well, after this, we do get to see Anaya and Trinity. And remember all that great advice you said Trinity had? This is where I call BS, because Trinity, after Anaya is there telling her story and clapping with every word. There was no reason to do all that. There was nothing provocative you were saying there. What was another thing too? If you got to say, I don't give a fuck that many times.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Well, again, but this is the thing about this show. They're young. Oh. And they're, so it's like, you got to remember that, okay, early 20s, you say stupid stuff like this.
Okay, true. Okay, my bad. I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it couldn't, Anaya couldn't annoy me anymore, right? But then she looks at the camera and tells us she wishes she could go through Casey's brain and figure out where these issues came from.
Okay. You'd find in his brain where he says, I chose you from the beginning. You are my first choice. That's what she would find in his brain.
Then she's like, I'm going to do, if he going to do, he going to do what he want to do. I'm going to just wake up. I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm going to do this. I'm going to be sexy as hell. That man has done. Okay. You know what? I'm done. I can't anymore. I'm
anytime somebody tells me they want to be a bad bitch, I shut down after that.
Thank you, Dime Diva. We want to know what's going on in Anaya's brain. Cause oh my God. Ah, Jesus. Oh, why you gotta say that, Monica? If Casey didn't wear that Easter suit, he would have been chosen in the beginning.
Knock that man style.
Top Flight says Anaya wants to be serious, quote unquote serious, until the conversation upsets her. Then she either cries or wants to end it. That's true. yeah. That was a whole lot. And yes, indeed, Hummingbird, very, very exhausting. All right. Before we get to the whole sleeping thing at night, I noticed a conversation with Zach and Bryce. What was happening here? Because there were some things said that it was easy to just go by, but we probably shouldn't, right?
Yeah, because Zach tells Bryce that he thinks he and Kata are still open. And I'm thinking, didn't you just come from the hideaway? Y'all went ahead and circled all the bases. Maybe it wasn't good because he's still holding out that there could be something better that could come in. So there was that part. Then the other part, Bryce says he isn't sure about Trinity. And they had this like makeout session, but he stopped it. You know, he didn't want it to escalate and go too far. That's okay. So there is some truth that Bryce is not as into Trinity as she is into him.
Tori says Zach ain't ish. J-Rose says Zach don't want Kata. I keep seeing this. And you know what? I didn't see that at first, but now that y'all keep saying it, I'm starting to see these traces that Zach is like Get Zach off the show. CXM says Zach is open, just not to cater.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, you there's a car you've always wanted to drive. And when you finally drive it, you're just like, eh, it's nice. Here's your keys back. I'm good. Zach wants to get the keys back. Hey, I'm good.
It was all right. But.
Yeah, it was all right. You know, rode a little nice. It took a couple turns really well. But other than that, I don't think I want to buy it.
Yeah, yeah, there's that. Lil Eva says, I think Zach wanted Kate up first, but now he's tired of her. Well, it could be. That can happen too. Sometimes there's that clarity. You know, here's the interesting thing though, because Zach and Bryce, they're always laid up in the bed together. And I love how Trinity came in and told him, get the hell out of the bed.
Yeah. Y'all take y'all's bromance somewhere else.
That was funny as hell. I thought that was a funny moment. Almost as funny as when Trinity and Bryce sat up like, what's happening over there?
It was Gabriel's doing his thing.
Yeah, making mac and cheese. They did tell you this happens in the room.
Yeah, apparently.
The next morning, though, of course, Jen does, you know, confirm things happen.
Right.
Which can really deny it. I guess everybody kind of knew. But what'd you think of Corbin making Melanie breakfast? Because he got some kisses that night. Not only did he get Melanie to bed, after his neck kisses, he got some actual kisses.
Okay.
And that inspired him to go make heart-shaped pancakes for Kenzie.
He was like, oh, this is what the kiss is like with you. The shower part, I got a little confused, but now that I've actually had this in the bed together, I'm good. I've got a chance to get a lot more closer to you. I'm all set. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of wild. What I thought was also interesting with Miss Luz Cannon over here is that she's having a combo with Jen and Soul, right? The two new bombshells, or the latest of the bombshells. Then Sincere pulls Soul. So now it's just Kenzie and Jen. And she goes, well, now that Soul is gone.
Now that it's just us. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Now that it's the blonde connection.
Yeah, now that it's just us by ourselves.
I'm going to tell you something in blonde trust. And she tells her what she told Corbin not to tell anybody. Let's keep this secret about her and Corbin making out still.
Yeah. Because you got to tell somebody. That tea is too good to keep it to yourself. You got to share.
I guess so. You know, then we get to see her in her lying state after that to Caleb, telling him that she's focusing on him. She's super attracted to him. She's good at this. I got to give Kenzie her props. She is good at lying. She's good at playing victim. And she's good at lying.
She is. But what she's not good at is optometry. She's not good at that at all.
Yeah, that whole 2013, 2030 vision. Oh my God.
Yeah. And she's the first. I just graduated nursing school. I know what I'm talking about.
You see, this is where words matter. She said, I was in nursing school.
Yeah, I was.
Now, obviously, she didn't finish it.
No, they said she graduated. She said she graduated before coming to the show.
It wasn't good then.
Yeah, well, maybe she just, you know, she didn't pay much attention to that part of it.
Oh, my God. Anything you noticed before they got the text for the pre-coupling assignment?
The only thing that stood out to me was watching Zach and Kata. He just seemed like he's losing interest. His body language around her at this point, again, they had the hideaway. And I think he got a chance to get a feel and just not really feeling her that much.
Yeah. Why? What is going on there?
I mean, we've all been there. I'm just saying, we've all been there. We had someone that we were really into. Uh-huh. And then remember in our 20s, you had someone you're really into. Then finally you get a chance to have a little more closer connection, if you will. And you realize, ooh, not what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you lose interest.
Could be. By the way, little Eva noticed something. She said, I think it's interesting. Soul doesn't hang out with Melanie, Trinity, Anaya, and Kata. She wants to hang with the Blonde Collective. Who don't trust her, by the way.
Well, she can't hang with Melanie. And Anaya and Kata are tighter with Melanie than they would be with Soul. So it's kind of a thin line that she has to walk. Mm-hmm. A little tightrope she has to walk around that, those relationships.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Okay. That is a good point. This recoupling assignment, write a letter mm-hmm. to somebody that you'd like to couple with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we expect some new couples out of this? And were you surprised by any of these that happened?
I was surprised by the last ones, you know, the Kinsey and Corbin getting back together. And then Caleb now is single. Mm-hmm. And then Sincere and Melanie getting back together. Mm-hmm. So now Soul is single. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, I was surprised by that. But what really also threw me off is Ariana says, okay, Soul and Caleb, you're a couple now. I was like, what? Sean and Kinsey, when they weren't a couple, they were single. They had to sleep in separate beds. Why are you just going to force Soul and Caleb to be together? Because I don't see any connection with those two.
None. So what's... I'm trying to figure what's next. And maybe the people who have seen it before can kind of tell us exactly what's next. Apparently, there's not the same formula each year because they've done things a little differently this year, right? By the way, Big Papa says, saying it now, I'm so pissed he didn't sign it. Sincerely Sincere.
Sincerely Sincere. Missed opportunity. Missed opportunity.
Dime Diva says, and this is what I was thinking, maybe that's what it was. Casa Amor is coming up. Because that would be the only, because there's no reason to put them as a couple unless it's just to put all these folks in there and let Temptation Island take over.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So, okay.
Now, I wonder when they do that, can somebody take someone from, is someone that comes from the tempting group, can they now move into the villa if they wind up feeling they have a stronger connection with that person?
Chloe says, Casa Amor is what's next and hopefully he's going to shake things up. Dime Diva says, Casa Amor is next week. And see, that's because it feels like everybody's stuck in these couples and the recoupling hasn't changed anything. So they didn't need to be able to do that, right? And it says, yes, they do. So apparently that's what it is. Purdy Birdie says, I honestly don't think this cast is going to do anything during Casa. They all seem very aware of the camera. Well, I mean, Jen and Gabrielle, they didn't care about the camera. And all they have to do is, if they have a hotter blonde in the Casa, Gabrielle he's going hunting.
Yeah. Gabrielle definitely will be going hunting.
Other person can be dumped. So if somebody doesn't couple up in the Casa, do they not come back?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. Look, I'm interested to see what happens next. and Big Papa says they'll have a hotter blonde in the Casa guaranteed. So it should be interesting what happens next. And obviously we're back here again Sunday, 7:30, 6:30 Central. And then of course, next Wednesday, 8:07 Central. We're doing these Sundays and Wednesdays. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Charles.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of some of the bullshit you find on the internet, we may talk about it on the show.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Some regular guys wrapping Lost Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the wall. Fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.